Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. It is Friday. It is January the 28th, 2022. We made it through a week. God is good. But you have the weekend to get through. And may you be safe, sanitized, wear your mask, be safe. Amen. Amen. And be blessed. Amen. COVID is still here, apparently, and they're talking about a new strain that's out. They haven't talked about it much. It's called the B2A strain, and it's supposed to be a sneaky strain, and it's supposed to make you sick. Amen. But hey, we have faith in God, and we're going to rock with it. We're going to roll with it. Amen. Amen. So no matter what is coming after one strain after another, I still trust in God. Yes, family done had COVID. My brother done had COVID. I've lost cousins behind COVID. So I still have faith in God. All right? I'd like to give a shout out to Denise Gist, her and her mother, Carolyn Davis, my brother, my niece, and my cousin in North Carolina. Amen. Amen. I'm giving them shout outs because their faith is unwavering and they stick by the word of God. Amen. Amen. My word of encouragement for today is a bold move. And coming from Exodus chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, I will read. The God said to Moses, "Go and speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he will release the Israelites from his land." Moses answered God, "Look, the Israelites won't even listen to me. How do you expect Pharaoh to? And besides, I stuttered." Okay. Excuses, excuses. We're always loaded with excuses. I can't do this because you don't have the tools to do it with. Or I can't do that because you don't have transportation. We let fear rob us of relationships, job opportunities, college educations, and even ministry movements. Fear grips our hearts. Our knees knock, our voice quivers, and we back down before we even start. But why? Why do we freeze up? Why does our boldness go out the window when given opportunities of challenges from God? He has promised to give us boldness in the moment, and we have to take those risks, scary as they might be. Moses had his Pharaoh. David had his Goliath. You have your challenges, but you are up to the task. Ask the Lord for supernatural boldness to approach the things or people you need to approach. Don't back down. Stand up and stand tall. when you do, God can use you, not just your own life, but as in the case of Moses, countless others as well. That is my word of encouragement. And if you are facing those type of things, stand up. You can always say, Lord, I'm facing some scary things. I don't have the courage on my own to do what needs to be done, but you have the promise to fill me with boldness, and I'm counting on that. Father, amen. A simple little prayer like that. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. Trust in God. If the snow is coming your way, please be prepared and do not drive in it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Monday. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. God bless you. God loves you. I love you. Amen. Amen.